KX93.5. And I would call it Mornings with Ed, but this is Ed. I'm sitting in for Tyler this morning, and I could not be more fortunate. We've got a great duo in the house, Cooper and Gatlin. It's Cooper Green and Gatlin Kate James, a brother and sister duo, originally from Tennessee. We're going to get into talking to them, finding out all about their lives in the next couple of minutes. But they just released a great acoustic song. And I said great. It's an acoustic version of Like You. They released that on Friday. You're going to hear it here first. Let's introduce you right now at our Pearl Street Studios to Cooper and Gatlin.
I thought you'd be honest, raise me up real nice, keep me right on target, not just roll the dice. So steady then unstable, both sides of the fence, never rock the cradle, too late for your two cents. Still you say looking at me's like looking in the mirror, but I don't see it all. No lie, I don't really even wanna look you in the eye. The truth, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Followed your footsteps, look where it took me to. That's why, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Like you, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Dancing in the garden, left behind my roots, poison in the water, couldn't stop my groove. Still you say looking at me's like looking in the mirror, but I don't feel it all. No lie, I don't really even wanna look you in the eye. The truth, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Followed your footsteps, well look where it took me to. That's why, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Like you, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. You didn't love me right, you didn't love me right, so you don't get to love me right, get to love me right now. You didn't love me right, you didn't love me right, so you don't get to love me right, get to love me right now. No lie, I don't really even wanna look you in the eye. The truth, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. No lie, I don't really even wanna look you in the eye. The truth, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Followed your footsteps, well look where it took me to. That's why, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Like you, I don't ever wanna be anything like you. Like you, I don't ever want to be anything like you.
Live at our Pearl Street Studios, that's Cooper and Gatlin. And yeah, I think so. And thank you. Here, let me help you out with this mic.
Oh, thank you so much.
Ta-da.
All right. Here welcome to the studio.
Yeah, thank you so much. Glad to be here. Thanks for having us.
I love the song.
Thank you.
I love the song. And that's the acoustic version we just released on Friday, right?
Yes, just Friday. Me, Cooper, and a guitar. Well, the track has a little
put some perk stuff in there, just a little bonus.
It sounded pretty good. Now, what's the song about?
So I actually wrote this song about my friend's messy relationship with her mom.
We do always like to preface that, like, this song's not about our parents. Like, we're very close to our parents, and they're at most of our shows, and the last thing I want is, like, a group of people just glaring at our mom. Like, why were you so mean to them?
Yeah, that's not the case. This was about a friend of mine, and it was one of those relationships where, like, the roles were switched, so, like, mm-hmm. the mom was, like, really a hot mess.
Right.
And the daughter, like, growing up, like, had to deal with that.
Had to
be the parent. And now into adulthood, like, mom wanted to come back into her life and be like, I'm your mom now. And it's like, well,
yeah. Right. It was kind of tricky.
And did you bring this friend in to help write the song, or you just?
No, I didn't. But I do think I let her know.
We got the all clear.
But the rest of the song is just like encouraging you to like, you don't, just because of where you came, you don't have to be the people that you were, the family that you were born into. You know,
you get to choose.
Yeah, you get to choose who you get to be.
Right. I wonder. Yeah,
make good choices. Be a good person.
You don't have to. You don't have to be the person. That person. You can be your own person.
You can be your own person, no matter where you came from. Yeah.
So you guys come from a place called Franklin, Tennessee. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So Franklin, Tennessee is just like 20 minutes south of Nashville, and I do love LA. But man, we just got back from Franklin last night, and I love it there so much.
Well, because it's home.
It is. It is. Right. There's a special place about like. There's something special about where you grew up, and yeah, it's just it's a really cool place. So we love growing up there. We're surrounded by talented people, and
plus his favorite coffee shops there.
Yeah.
And the lifestyle item, I imagine, couldn't be more different.
It is a pretty big shift. And it's funny, when we were growing up, we actually spent a decent amount of time in Los Angeles as well.
Right. Yeah, about half of our life was split between here, Los Angeles, and
Nashville.
Franklin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, good fortune there.
Yeah, it's good.
Now, this song was produced by Steve Solomon.
Mm-hmm. Yes, okay. Gosh, I love Steve.
Such a cool guy.
Great to work with, right?
Amazing to work with. And I really appreciate anytime I get in the studio with somebody and they actually play instruments. Right. And there's a whole lot of different like skill sets to production, and there's value in all of it. But man, when you sit down with somebody that's got like 10 guitars in the studio, especially for myself as a guitar player, I'm like, this is my dude.
Right.
I'm gonna really enjoy this.
Like, can I play that one and that one, and make sure like I really want to play that one too.
Yeah. You know?
Now I found out that you're a guitar nerd, right? You like you have 20 or 30 guitars at your house?
I have a bit of a problem. Yeah. I think I'm at 20-ish right now.
I feel like you could have just stopped at nerd.
Yeah. I'm a bit of a nerd in general. That's fair. Yeah. I don't know. I can always justify a new one because be like, oh well, this will be for this style of music, and I don't have one that's this color. It'll all inspire me or whatever.
Now, a personal story behind the guitar you're currently playing?
Yeah, so this is a Martin DRS-1, which any guitar nerds out there, it's not like an expensive guitar. It's not supposed to be a nice guitar, but my uncle bought it for me for Christmas, and there's just sometimes you'll just get the stars to line up, and one of these like machine made, not really ever checked, will just sound awesome and feel awesome, and that's kind of the story with this one.
Okay, now a brother-sister duo. Mm-hmm. Writing. How do you handle the writing of the music?
Yeah. You want to take this question?
I'll take it. Yeah. So it's actually pretty cool because we kind of are like yin and yang. Mm-hmm. Like we bring two different sides of the writing process and we mesh them together. So Cooper is very like, I was going to say classically trained, but like music theory, he knows all the Nashville numbers, and I end up
all
like
all of the Nashville numbers.
Well, I'm like, okay, we go from the 2 to the 17 to the 4, and it's not a real thing.
Right. So it is fun because like you know, obviously being the older sibling, when I first got into music, I was like, this is my thing that only I do. And so when Gatlin was like, I'm writing songs too, I was like, that's adorable, go away. And then I did have a realization, like as much as I love the instrumentation and the production side of things, lyrics were not my strong suit. And so when Gatlin finally convinced me to listen to one of her silly little songs, I was like, oh, that's actually good. And I don't write lyrics
silly
like
little
that.
Songs. Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what's your name again? And it was like actually good. And I was like, shoot, we have things that we can like, we can be a good team.
Right. Yeah.
So we meet in the middle on melodies, but I'm heavy lyrics and he's heavy instrumentation. And
yeah, which is fun because like we usually are a good barometer for each other. Because if, you know, Gatlin is feeling a chord progression, I know it's good, and vice versa for her with like a lyric.
Right.
But I come in and I'm like, this is how I feel. And it's like in my head, it goes like, bi-di-di-doo. I'm just kidding. That's okay. Anyway,
no, that makes sense.
And he's like, okay, so you mean a G chord and a, you know, whatever.
Now you spoke of the lyrics that you write. Mm-hmm. The song that I was really into, it's all the way up to in the car on the way to work this morning.
Dang.
Listening to Break. Now Break. Cool. Break is about putting on a happy face when you see your ex-lover somewhere. Yep. tell me about that, and I'd love to hear the song after.
So I dated a guy, and he was a not nice person.
Yeah, there's no swearing.
Yeah, no swearing. Well, I don't. I was gonna say, can I say douche? I have now. Okay. Anyway.
Well, the douche is out of the bag.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Dang it.
Continue your story. You were dating a guy.
Yeah, so I was dating a guy, and we're in the same circles. And I was just, I was like, you don't deserve to see me all sad, because I was. And that's, we're not getting rid of that reality that like heartbreak sucks and you're going to feel it and you're going to eat the ice cream and cry in your room and watch sad movies. That was still happening. But I was like, if I'm going out and we're going to see each other at like a party or a friend's house or whatever, I'm not going to let, you don't get to see that because then that makes you feel like you were
victorious
or something. Yeah. So I was like, that's where this song came from. And it was really fun to write and really fun to tweet about because I was like, LOL, Taylor Swift did this.
It's empowering. Isn't it empowering to just slap somebody around once in a while in a song? It really is. That's empowering.
I almost hired a lookalike for the music video, but I felt like that was too salty.
Too on the nose.
I'm very much more the most salty person in this band.
Well, you could be.
That wasn't English, but we worked with it. We're fine.
Yeah, I rolled with it. I'm not an English professor up here. Yeah, we'll go. But, okay, so we're going to hear that in a second. If you're just now joining us, I've got Cooper Green and, Gatlin Kate James in studio. And I am going to say all three names the entire time.
For okay,
three
fine.
Names. She makes me say all three names. I have to refer to her as Gatlin Kate James, my sister.
Let's hear that song they're talking about. This is Break, live at our Pearl Street studios.
All righty. I'm going to readjust. Here we go.
You said, I'm sorry, thought I loved you, but I just can't argue. I tried to work it out, but some things they just won't. You don't have the heart to. And every time I think about you, I don't wanna think about you. I know I'm better off without you, without you. And every time I think about you, I don't wanna think about you. I know I'm better off without you, without you. All the memories we made on a loop inside my brain. Away, go away, can't forget a single thing. Every lie that I believe is a tear stain on my sleeve. Away, go away, I won't let you see me break. I won't let you see me break. I gave it all to you, but you just let me go. You don't see us together. So I'll take back the pieces to the parts of me I lost. I'll make something better. And every time I think about you, I don't wanna think about you. I know I'm better off without you, without you. And every time I think about you, hate it when I think about you. I know I'm better off without you, without you. All the memories we made on a loop inside my brain. Away, go away, can't forget a single thing. Every lie that I believe is a tear stain on my sleeve. Away, go away, I won't let you see me break. Keeps going round in my head, can't forget everything that we did, everything that we did. All the memories we made on a loop inside my brain. Away, go away, can't forget a single thing. Every lie that I believe is a tear stain on my sleeve. Away, go away, I won't let you see me break. I won't let you see me break. I won't let you see me.
Live in our Pearl Street studios, the Cooper and Gatlin duo of Cooper Green and Gatlin Kate James. And I swear I'm going to get it right. It's the having to say it three times, man.
You're asking too much of you for all three names. It's just, I feel bad.
Well, I'm used to people, because I'm an actress too, and so I'd go into auditions, and you know how they call you to come into the room or whatever. And right. I'd 50% of the time, it'd be like, Gatlin, Kate James, Gatlin. I'm like, So close. Nah. Gatlin. Yeah. Like
casting studios and Starbucks are kind of the same
yeah.
thing.
Yeah.
We have a latte for Jatlin.
No.
Oh, tell me you never get that
no,
one.
No, I got. Thankfully never gotten that one.
So Gatlin, I read a quote of yours that says that you want to be so good at something that you can inspire others just like artists have inspired you.
Oh, yeah.
First of all, I love that. That's just
Thank
a great,
you.
Great thought.
Thank you.
And who inspires you?
Oh, my gosh. Everybody, all the time.
Okay.
I swear, like every time I go and I was just doing it, I bought a bunch of music yesterday on iTunes to just listen to music again, because sometimes I get out of listening to music since we're creating music all the time. Mm-hmm. But I was just listening to like, I love Alec Benjamin, Billie Eilish. I was listening to Maggie Rogers and Julia Michaels, like all of their new stuff.
Right.
Like, and it's just like every song, it just makes, I'm like, oh, that's such great writing. That's what I listen for. It's like really like deep, really thought out writing. And and it just, I'm like, oh, I gotta write a song. So literally I was listening to music and I was writing down lyrics on the plane. And I just, yeah. So everybody, I get inspiration from a lot of different places, but I mean, throwing it back to like the Carpenters, I mean, all over the place.
You listed off some fantastic artists.
Oh,
you really did. So that's a
thanks to them for being who they are.
Yeah. And Karen Carpenter, by the way, what a magnificent voice Karen Carpenter had. And yeah, I can kind of like, I see that
I
as an influence.
I love the Carpenters.
Totally see that
and
as an influence.
And they were siblings too, so that's pretty
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, yeah. Now, you just pick a mean guitar, buddy.
Oh,
let me tell you. Let me tell you that,
thank
Cooper.
You so much.
Who are your guitar influences?
Oh, man. Especially like early on, the first thing I did when I picked up a guitar was actually learn every song ever featured on Guitar Hero. I'm not kidding. I was really good at Guitar Hero, and my mom was like, Cooper, we have real guitars. Play a real guitar. And so then from there, it was like guys like John Mayer were just huge for
of
me.
Course.
And then
right. also, I'm also inspired by all of these people.
Now so. It's my turn to talk. Thank you very much. No, guys like John Mayer, guys like you know, Chris Martin from Coldplay, and right. then we're very similar, you know, in that we find new inspiration all the time.
Right.
Like I just got back into like the Third Story guys are amazing, and Jacob Collier, who's this like brilliant musician.
We are going to see him on the 15th at the Fonda, and I can't contain it.
First time.
First time.
Yeah.
First time to the Fonda too, so
right.
I'm excited for both
also,
of them.
Also, last Perfect. One just because he's a genius. Chris Thiele is like it for me.
Yeah, Cooper's dumb
oh
because he listened to Chris Thiele and he was like, oh my gosh, he's amazing on the mandolin, whatever. And then he picks up the mandolin and plays it like he's in a week, like he's played it for 10 years. And I did not get that gene. And I am jealous.
Do you play any instruments?
I dabble on like piano and guitar, but not enough to like accompany myself.
If I were to hand her this guitar, the first thing she would do, which is what she always does, is pick Dust in the Wind.
Okay, yeah, that's actually cool.
Very mediocrely.
Without fail.
Not well either, so.
Yeah, I can't play any instrument. I am not musically gifted at all. And if you were to hand me that, I would try to do Smoke on the Water, Deep Purple. But yeah, I can't. Not a chance. So, Gatlin, tell me about learning Spanish and Japanese. What's the interest there?
We're still working on that. No, I went through a phase, and I'm still there. We literally... So I watched a lot of anime growing up. And my sister, our little sister Callie, is right in the thick of it right now, like K-pop and anime and all that stuff. So I feel very proud to have passed that on.
But it's even the anime gene.
Yeah. Even last night I was watching a show with my husband. But anyway, so I was watching a lot of anime.
Austin, by the way.
Yes,
Austin James. James.
No.
Oh, you see, you fooled me there.
Just Austin James. He's great. Yeah. So thanks for watching TV with me, babe. Okay. But yeah, no, I was watching a lot of anime and stuff. And then I just love like food and all of it. The culture was like really enticing to me. And so I was like, oh, I'm going to learn Japanese.
How's that going?
Not well. I haven't done it in many years.
Is there a word that you know? Is there a couple
like,
of words?
It's been a long time since I've actually like studied this, but I learned how to like introduce myself kind of, but it's going to be butchered doing it now, but I'll try it. I was like, Hajimemashite, watashi wa Gatlin desu, yoroshiku onegaishimasu. Something like that. But I'm really pretty sure that was not good.
Sounds authentic to me.
Well.
Or you broke the no swearing rule.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you just said.
And Spanish, I took Spanish. We were homeschooled our whole lives. And I ended up going to a private school for one semester. Very short time. But I did do a Spanish class then. Do I remember any of it? Not really. But I would love, it's a life goal to be fluent in a language.
See.
Yeah. So
other than English, right? You are fluent in English?
Yeah, sort of. As we learned earlier, not really.
It's okay. We're not going to grade you here. And anyway, he's here, so we're grading on a curve. So it kind of works that way.
So I'm doing really well.
Cooper, your dreams are to go to Europe and tour Europe?
Oh my gosh, yeah. So my wife is an artist as well, Megan Nicole. And Megan Nicole James, Wardrobe Husky Green. But she did a Europe tour 2 or 3 years ago, and just seeing, you know, pictures from that and just hearing her experience there. I just also love Europe in general, and right. anytime I've been able to go over there, I just love, kind of like Alan was saying, just any other culture, just to kind of go like immerse deep yourself into that and you know, kind of feel like you're a local for a little bit of time. So that would be absolutely incredible.
I think she nailed it by saying immerse yourself.
Yeah.
You just totally immerse yourself in the culture. Yeah, absolutely. And you're a soccer fan, I hear.
Huge.
Oh, yeah, that's likewise.
Really?
Who's your team? Well, internationally, my family's from Argentina.
You lucked into a good team, didn't you?
So internationally, yeah. And then on the club team, I like Barcelona.
Amazing,
And Boca Juniors.
Oh, so, very cool. Yeah, that's an Argentine club.
Who do you like?
So Everton in the UK. And a big part of that was like, you know, you get into, especially as a high schooler, like you're playing a lot of video games, you play FIFA, and all my friends are like, oh, I like Chelsea and Manchester United. And I was like, that feels cheap.
Offended a lot.
Well, and there are a lot of reasons to like a club. It was like being a Warriors fan, you know, peak.
Right.
You know, when they just started, it's like, you're from Nashville. What are you talking about? You're like the Warriors.
You're a bandwagon jumper. Yeah. Right.
So I liked how they do business, and like they're known as the People's Club. They have a big like hand in the community as far as like charity and things like that. They had a lot of American players. And so I actually got to go over and see the Merseyside Derby, which is like when Everton, which is in Liverpool, plays Liverpool. It's like the two biggest games of the year is at each of their home stadiums. And that was unbelievable. I was just in there with like the lads.
What a scene.
I hugged people I had never met. We scored, and like beer was going everywhere. It was incredible. Absolutely amazing.
Yay, sports.
Sports.
So you're not, I take it you're not a sports fan.
I am a very supportive person. So if we're rooting, like the Super Bowl, I didn't care, but I was there and I was screaming as loud as I could for whichever team we were rooting for. That's me. I love sports. Like I scream very well and I fist pump very well, but I don't really keep up with anybody. Mm-hmm. I really enjoy football and or soccer and football. not actual football, American football, whatever. But basketball, soccer. I'm good with those.
Tell me about your fascination with escape rooms.
Oh, you got her now.
Okay, we're going to take a moment of silence.
Okay, yeah, let's all take a deep breath.
That's a great thing to do on radio.
I freaking love escape rooms. I used to, like back in the day,
2003.
So, I would like online escape rooms where you like click buttons and you're like, oh, you have to find the key. Like, I love those. And then they made them in real life. Yes.
Yeah, they're fun.
So I did some in Toronto while I was filming in Toronto, and I want to do an escape room like everywhere we go.
Right.
I like that would be my bucket list thing is anytime if we're touring eventually, like I want to take the hour to do an escape room if we can. Cooper like likes them.
It's a lot to do.
He gets like nervous and stressed out easily.
Yeah, you know.
And I'm not. I'm like, let's do it.
So do you get claustrophobic?
It's less that. It's like when there's a ticking, like the time limit gets me, it's like, okay.
Under pressure.
It's less that I don't enjoy it. I think I kind of become a different person.
He gets mean.
Like, it's time to do this now. And it's not the best version of myself, if I'm being completely honest. It's more
Cooper's
that.
Very competitive.
Yeah, it's a blessing and a curse.
But yes,
curse.
I love escape rooms. Sponsor me. Escape rooms.
We're going to hear another song from you. And then I'd love to talk about your coffee fascination after this song.
How much time do we have?
We got all day.
Dedicate the rest of our slot.
I'm having a great time with you guys. I'm sure our audience is as well. And by the way, if you're just joining us live at our Pearl Street Studios, Cooper Green, Gatlin Kate James.
That's right.
Cooper and Gatlin performing live here. And this next song is called Fragile. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. So Fragile is kind of like halfway between a love song and a breakup song. It's like that midway point where you're like, I'm not really sure what's going on, but please don't break me is a part of, like, I'm fragile. I'm falling apart.
It came from a cool place too, because we spent, after we moved, we spent a couple years just writing like crazy, and we had always been in the room with other people, and it was fun because it was a departure from how we started. And right. So with Fragile, we had been doing that for a while, and we're like, let's get back to just the beginning where it was just our two voices and a guitar, and let's write a couple songs like that. And so Fragile was one of the songs that came out from that.
It's basically about being super duper vulnerable. Okay. And what that feels like. And we've all been there. So
that's a perfect title.
Hashtag relatable.
Live at our Pearl Street studios. Let's hear Fragile. This is Cooper and Gatlin.
All I want is to keep it simple. But I can tell you're still unimpressed. Just trying to make the best of these pieces. But all you see is my broken mess. Oh, I'm feeling fragile, can't you tell? Got my hands up in my pockets, trying to keep it to myself. Oh, I'm feeling fragile, can't you see? Close my heart up like a lock, and now it's getting hard to breathe. Oh, fragile, no tricks up my sleeve. Fragile, just like falling leaves. Oh, when I get stepped on, I get lost in the breeze. Fragile, I'm delicate, so please don't break me. Just fake a smile and keep moving forward. Cause I know it won't help looking back. I've learned it's safer to keep my distance. So far away you can't see the cracks. Oh, I'm feeling fragile, can't you tell? Got my hands up in my pocket, trying to keep it to myself. Oh, I'm feeling fragile, can't you see? Close my heart up like a lock, and now it's getting hard to breathe. Oh, fragile, no tricks up my sleeve. Fragile, just like falling leaves. Oh, when I get stepped on, I get lost in the breeze. Fragile, I'm delicate, so please don't break me. I fell down, shattered when I hit the ground, and you were nowhere to be found. Don't know what to do now. All the glue in the whole universe won't do what I needed to do, what I needed from you. Fragile, no tricks up my sleeve. Fragile, just like falling leaves. Oh, when I get stepped on, I get lost in the breeze. Fragile, I'm delicate, so please don't break me. Fragile, I'm delicate, so please don't break me.
What a beautiful, thoughtfully written song that is.
Thank you so much.
No, thank you. That was a treat.
Thank you so much.
I love that one.
That was a treat.
That was a fun one.
So is there, like, when you're writing lyrics, is there a special place? Is there a window, a view, a couch you like to sit on? Where's the place you write?
Sweatpants. Okay. In sweatpants. Most comfortable, casual, not trying to be... No, I don't always wear sweatpants, but I do like to be comfortable.
Yeah, I think that song, too, just happened pretty quickly. Right. I think part of it is because it was so refreshing to... just be back to the two of us again. There are amazing things that come from working with other people, and that was an incredible time. And sometimes it helps just to go back to, like, okay, what do we really love when it's just the two of us?
I think for that period of time, we were kind of on a songwriting conveyor belt. So it was more like work, 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 instead of like, I'm feeling truly inspired. Like, right. We'd go into a session after like a week of having done writing sessions every single day, and every, you know, you go and you're like, how are you feeling? What are you, what's life doing for you? Like, yeah. What's going on in your life? Well, after a whole week of that, you're like, I don't feel anything anymore, you know? So it was really nice to just get back into a place of inspiration and... Yeah. Just
what she said.
Yeah. Start.
Beautiful stuff, you guys.
Thank you.
Do you ever see yourselves writing about your husband or your wife? Is that?
Oh, there have been many songs about Austin,
especially early in their relationship. Oh my
gosh, we were on quite the roller coaster. Okay. So we've got songs from across, like
ups and downs,
and the break. We broke up for 6 months. So there are a few of those. Right. Break was partly. Like inspired, not by Austin mostly, but little bits. We're like, oh, I'm just in a, you know, whatever. But yeah, we've got many, many songs about.
Okay. Yeah.
We wrote a song. We've written songs that maybe aren't ever going to be Cooper and Gatlin songs that are a lot inspired by.
Yeah. The other day we were in a writing session and the song that came out, I was like, oh, I just had this exact conversation with a friend of mine about his relationship because I was talking about like all the reasons I love my wife. I love you, Megan. Hi. And it was fun. I was like, I literally had this exact conversation and Gatlin came with a lyric that was like tied into that. So I was like, oh, that's what the song's about now. Let's work on that.
What a great idea to get together as a band, you two. That was just such a great idea.
It was kind of inevitable. Out.
We did live together as siblings. So
yeah.
And we came into it naturally too. Both of our parents are so like ridiculously talented as well. So
musically talented as well.
Yeah. Yeah, my mom's an incredible songwriter.
My dad is a Grammy nominated producer in Nashville. That's actually what brought them to Nashville. So
well, now they live out here, but yeah, they
all made the move with us. But that's what took us to Nashville initially.
Your dad's name. Let's
Brian Green.
Let's give him some love. Man.
Yeah, Brian Green, Castleberry Productions.
There you go.
He's been doing a little bit of touring as well with an artist named Stephen Curtis Chapman, who's like one of the early beginning Christian music guys. Yeah, and so he's been traveling with them for 10 some odd years.
Right on.
He also does some stuff in Korea, which is pretty cool.
Yeah. Anyway, what were you going to say?
It's a pity you didn't learn Korean.
I know. My sister is learning, Callie, she's learning Korean, so she's got us covered.
Tell me about your coffee fascination.
Oh my gosh, you guys, it's a full problem. one thing I didn't realize about Nashville until like 2 years before I moved is it's kind of a coffee like haven. There's all these amazing coffee places. What I love about coffee is like there's a craft and an excellence to it that I think because it's so transactional mostly, like I need to wake up, like there's, you miss the art, and it's like the art of growing coffee and roasting coffee. There's a lot there.
And you roast coffee.
I do. I roast at my house. Okay. You can actually do it with an old popcorn popper, like the air type. So it's like $20. But now Austin, actually Gatlin's husband, got me one for Christmas that's like a drum roaster. But it's so fun. Like coffee is very, very diverse. And when you burn it and don't grind it right and don't brew it right, it just tastes like tar. And there's a lot you can do to improve the flavor. So I love showing people that when they're at my house, whether they want any or not.
I use it just for its drug influence. It really is, man.
Fair enough. I get it.
Taking us back to the yin and yang thing, I actually am like slightly allergic to coffee.
Can't have it at all.
I like it. Yeah. And I will say, we were at Blue Bottle in, where were we? Wherever Blue Bottle is.
Venice.
Okay.
There are a lot of them.
They had a Cascara Italian soda. Oh my gosh, which isn't technically coffee. It's like
the coffee plant.
Okay. That was, I've had dreams about that. So Blue Bottle sponsor. No, I'm just kidding.
But yeah, I kind of dove into all aspects of the beverage world. So I'm big into really anything with a craft behind it.
Okay.
He's a massive alcoholic.
No, I'm very pretentious is what I'm saying. I'm incredibly pretentious. Gatlin has the name thing and I judge people at coffee shops and bars.
Yeah, which you did this morning. So I noticed that you wanted some kind of fancy schmancy coffee.
So it's a cortado. It's just a shot of espresso and equal parts milk. Pretty simple, but unless you're at like a real place, they don't know what that is.
Right.
And that's what we ran into this morning.
Yeah, well, you did. Yeah.
But
there's just a ton of great coffee stands right here in Laguna Beach that I'm sure would have gotten it.
I want everyone to know I drank it all because I'm a man of the people.
Yeah, the poor guy at Circle K goes, a cortado what?
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. I need English, sir. Don't blame him.
So Gatlin, you're an animal fan, a fan of
all of them. This is a sad story. I won't get into the sad story, but I've saved squirrels and chipmunks and bees from swimming pools. Oh, like I love them all.
You're that one.
I mean, I don't love the bugs as much, but
you still save them.
And I have, we have collectively like 8 dogs between our family and Cooper and his wife. And then me and my husband, we've got Champion and Finley, which are little Pomeranian. Champion's a Pomeranian Yorkie. And then we've got a cat named Wilford.
And I've got a dog named Zlatan.
Okay.
Zlatan.
So he's also a Palm Yorkie, which don't Google Palm Yorkie because they do not look like my dog. They look a little scary. But Zlatan, for anybody that doesn't know, is a 6'6 soccer player that looks like a Bond villain, and he's just a legend. And there was something really funny to me about naming my 5-pound dog after Ibrahimovic. This man. Yeah. And so there's Zlatan and then Poppy, which was a birthday gift for my wife. She's the, like, Cavapoo-shan is what it's called.
She looks like she's a very cute. She looks kind of like a Muppet.
Yeah, she's quirky. Like very poodly.
Okay, I'm fostering a dog named Poppy right now.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. That's awesome.
Why didn't you bring her?
We foster and adopt only older dogs. We have like a senior thing.
You have
going.
No idea. That's literally my dream. Like I was just talking to Austin about it because I had forgotten about it.
He's not ready for that.
No, I want to eventually, if we ever move to Texas and get a bunch of land, I want to have like a dog sanctuary where we go and we adopt a bunch of older dogs and just let them, like, we love on them and like let them run free, and then people can come and adopt them from us.
There you go. There's no better spirit in the world than an older dog.
They're the best. Yeah. But I don't want them to have to keep being in the, you know, shelters.
Right. And people pass them by in the shelters constantly. So then that sucks more than anything else. Well, obviously puppies are cute, but we'll talk in a minute. And I did see your dog's picture, the little furry thing.
That's probably Zlatan.
Okay.
Just a fuzz, but looks like a teddy bear. He's the cutest.
And Champion and Zlatan are brothers.
Yeah. So they came from the same litter.
We're each biased is who's better.
Yeah, which is cuter, but that's okay.
We could not have been more fortunate today to have the duo of Cooper and Gatlin in the house, and it's Gatlin Kate James and Cooper Green, brother and sister duo. And by the way, where can we find you on social media?
So you can find us at Cooper and Gatlin.
Yep. CooperandGatlin.
Yep, and that's universal. So everywhere
Instagram,
you go.
Facebook, Twitter. Probably in MySpace.
Our website is cooperandgatlin.com if anybody wants to check the www, the World Wide Web.
Yeah.
And if you missed any portion of this, it's going to be up on our podcast in a few minutes, and I know Laguna Beach is going to just love it.
I know they're just going to love it. Thank you so much for having us. This was an absolute blast.
Thank you guys for being here. It was a blast for us. It was a blast for me especially. Thank you. All right. Hey, we'll see you next time. We're gonna come back
absolutely.
Here.
Absolutely.
100%. We have new songs for you.
Thank you. Cooper and Gatlin, their latest single, Like You, released just last Friday, just this past Friday, the acoustic version. Check it out. And again, if you missed any portion of this, check out our podcast later on.